Authorized financial services provider and registered credit
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours. The main news bulletin is up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Vakopala, this Saturday, 26th April, Tulaleta Absa semifinals, Balevi. The stakes are higher. The tension is evident. Abayelo, the power dynamos, will take on the airmen, Red Arrows. And Zesco, Zegamambu, battles Aba Red Vankana FC in a heated bid to win at the Levi Wanawasa Stadium. Who will make it to the final showdown? Catch the games at 12:30 and 15 hours to see who will make it to the final. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, East Wing 50 Kwacha, South and North Wing 30 Kwacha, and Early Bed 20 Kwacha.
Your story matters, Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. CSPR says poverty reduction should be measured through facts and not politics. Economist urges government to reassess benefits of IMF support. And in global news, Trump criticizes Zelensky as Ukraine refuses Russian control of Crimea. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Murando. The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, says poverty reduction in Zambia, like anywhere else, should be measured through facts and not politics. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelavai has told Phoenix News that while State House claims that over 90% of President Hakainde Hichilema's campaign promises have been fulfilled, those figures lack solid evidence. She has pointed to a World Bank report backed by the Zambia Statistics Agency Zamstat's data showing that poverty levels actually rose between 2015 and 2022 and could get worse due to climate-related shocks. Ms. Mukelavai has acknowledged government's efforts in expanding social protection programs but says demand far outweighs available resources, hence the need for evidence-based assessments, strengthened financial governance, social protection, and other targeted interventions toward improving livelihoods. She has also raised concern over public financial management, citing the Auditor General reports and Constituency Development Fund CDF spending as major challenges undermining poverty reduction efforts.
So whenever we give these statistics, we are basing them on things that are very factual. The World Bank earlier this year released a poverty assessment report, and if you cared to look at that report, it was building on statistics that were provided by Zamstat from the Living Conditions Monitoring Survey of 2022. So what you will see in that report is that for the period 2015 up until 2022, it's very clear that there has been an increase in poverty levels. It is also clear to see that between the period 2022 and now, 2025, issues of vulnerabilities have been made worse.
Economist Trevor Hambai says Zambia should take advantage of the ongoing International Monetary Fund IMF spring meetings in Washington to evaluate the effectiveness of its partnership with the fund. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Hambai has noted that Zambia has so far received $1.3 billion under the extended credit facility, along with an additional $1.3 billion through special drawing rights. Hence the need to review whether the country has made meaningful progress towards its economic recovery goals. With the extended credit facility nearing its end, Mr. Hambaye says it is critical to assess what has been achieved and also to identify where gaps still remain. He has also pointed out that despite the financial support from the IMF, Zambia has not seen the level of economic rebound initially expected. Mr. Hambaye has further emphasized the need to reposition the country's strategy to build a stronger macroeconomic stability and drive lasting recovery.
I think as a country is that we must be considering the issue around evaluating how beneficial the IMF program has been to the country. The $1.2 billion that we received under the extended credit facility, and we had also received another $1.3 under special drawing rights 2 years previously, is that these three meetings should have been an area where we are actually reevaluating what strategy the country has done in terms of achieving the goals. As you are aware, the extended credit facility is coming to an end, and it is important to evaluate whether we have achieved the target goals and where our failures have been. One of the key factors is obviously we have not achieved the requisite economic recovery.
The Governance and Development Advocates Zambia is urging government to translate the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act into local languages, saying this would help more citizens understand the law and their rights online. Organization Executive Director Elias Molenga tells Phoenix News that translating the act into local languages will make it accessible to people from different backgrounds and promote responsible digital behavior. He has also called for the law to be included in school curricula to teach learners about cybersecurity and digital citizenship from an early age. Mr. Molenga says the move would boost digital literacy and help build a safer online environment, especially now that the law is officially in place. His comments come in the wake of President Hakainde Hichilema signing the Cybersecurity and Cybercrimes Act into law on the 8th of April 2025.
We would also call upon government or the Ministry of Education to ensure that this issue of cybersecurity act becomes part of the school curriculum so that we can grow with it, so that our coming up generation can grow with it, because these are norms that shall instill discipline and respect in the coming generation. We have seen without cybersecurity as we have lived, and now it is another life that we are adopting. So it is something that needs to properly explain to people in all the languages that our citizens are able to understand.
The Ministry of Labor and Social Security says it has not officially received any complaints from mining contractor employees, despite recent revelations of labor law violations in the sector. Labor Commissioner Givens Montengwa has disclosed that to date, no formal reports have been filed by workers under mining contractors, even as government officials uncovered troubling employment conditions in the sector. This comes in the wake of a high-level government official's visit to several mining operations on the Copperbelt, which exposed a range of labor violations by contractors, including meager salaries, poor working conditions, and the issuance of short-term contracts. Despite these findings, Mr. Montengwa says it remains unclear why no reports have reached his office through the proper legal channels, and has advised those affected to complain officially to the Ministry of Labor. He has, however, assured stakeholders that the ministry will not ignore the issue and that a coordinated multi-sector inspection is already scheduled, during which his office will investigate the claims and take appropriate action if breaches of the Employment Code Act are confirmed. Meanwhile, for employees who are unionized under any of the 7 recognized mining unions, Mr. Montengwa says government cannot legally interfere with collective bargaining agreements as per International Labour Organization ILO standards, urging the unions to proactively deal with the matter. In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump has accused Volodymyr Zelensky of harming peace negotiations after the Ukrainian president said Kyiv would not recognize Russian control of Crimea. Writing on Truth Social, Trump claimed a deal to end the war was very close, but that Zelensky's refusal to accept U.S. terms will do nothing but prolong the conflict. Earlier, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance laid out the U.S. vision for a deal, saying it would freeze the territorial lines close to where they are today. We monitor the BBC for this and other global stories.
President Trump has stepped up pressure on Ukraine to make territorial concessions to Russia to end the war. He claimed a deal was imminent and accused Vladimir